Now we have reached the end of Information Desk, so we can go on to some news. There was a report on the football club's latest match, then a few choice items of local news as GP surgeries combine and Norwich head teachers write to parents to encourage school attendance. There are ideas to deal with noise polluters, success for Norwich town crier, and the retirement of a market stall holder of 50 years. Norwich City 1, Bristol City 1. Norwich is blessed with its fair share of beaches, from the beauty of Holcombe, Wells or Winterton, but there was no sign of Bristol City on any of them. Any suggestion that Liam Manning's side would arrive at Carrow Road in sunglasses and brushing sand out of their toes could be dismissed after a first half display that backed up City manager Wagner's assertion that playoff in contention was a possibility next season. Compared with the almost dangerously high decibel level against Ipswich, there was a feeling of Carrow Road hangover from inside the stands and on pitch. That off-colour feeling persisted as Haydu Roberts ended a period of building pressure by sweeping in from Tommy Conway's cutback to give the visitors the lead. Given the success the Canaries have enjoyed on their home patch in 2024, it was perhaps the jolt that everyone inside the ground of a yellow and green persuasion to awaken the atmosphere and performance that had stalled for the first half of this contest. Norwich responded to that setback by thrumming on John Rowe, but it took just minutes before Borja Saints had tapped in to restore parity and swing the pendulum back in their favour. Thereafter, Norwich struggled to engineer a clear-cut opportunity to find a winner, which has become the norm in recent weeks and months.
Three of Norwich's GP surgeries have formed a new alliance in the wake of the collapse of One Norwich practices. Magdalen Medical Practice, Lawson Road and Oak Street surgeries, all in the NR3 area of the city, have joined forces to create a care alliance. It will mean when one surgery is unable to provide a certain service, but another is, patients registered with all three will be able to access the practice which does. The move comes following the financial collapse of One Norwich Practices, the organisation which ran the walk-in centre and several other services across the city. Previously, the organisation acted as the main representative for the network of 22 practices in the city with the local NHS bosses. However, Tracy Clark, practice manager of Magdalen Medical Practice, said the new network would provide a greater level of autonomy for the three sites.
Head teachers of 11 high schools in the city area have penned an extraordinary letter to parents urging them to help improve waning attendance records. In an unusual move, leaders of almost every Norwich secondary school have co-signed a letter which was sent to parents this week. In it, they cite concerns that attendance rates are still considerably below pre-pandemic levels. In an effort to try and drive this up, they have written en bloc to thousands of parents and carers pleading for help in addressing the problem. It reads, "Regular attendance is vital for a happy, healthy childhood. Norwich head teachers invite you to work with us to ensure children attend regularly and can flourish in school. In November, statistics showed a growing number of ghost children in the county, a term used to describe pupils who miss more than half of their lessons. This figure has almost trebled in recent years, from 888 children in 2018/2019 to almost 2,500 in 2022 and 2023. Norfolk's current rate of absence as a county sits at 7.1%, the highest rate in the east of England. although this is a decrease on the previous rate of 8.4%. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council confirmed it was aware of the letter the head teachers had circulated.
The battle against the scourge of revving engines, popping exhausts and loud music from souped-up cars could soon be stepped up significantly. Boy racers disrupting people saw public spaces protection orders made in the last year to give police new powers in the Norwich, South Norfolk and Broadland Council areas. Great Yarmouth was part of a national trial of using noise cameras, and the City Council is waiting on government advice. A spokesman said, "As soon as this guidance is available, we will meet with our partners, including the police, to discuss the best way to take this forward, with the aim of reducing the noise pollution further across Norwich."
Oh yay, oh yay! Let it be known to fine city folk that Norwich has one of the best town criers in all the land. That is the message Bob Lloyd can bellow from the steps of City Hall after going into battle against his contemporaries at a national final. Former baker and Royal Mail worker Bob became the official city crier in January 2017, having been deputy to the long-serving David Bullock since 2010. He took part in the annual Warwick Court Leet competition, where he was up against 13 fellow criers. "I did my best but did not finish in the first three," Bob explained. "However, everyone who didn't finish in the top three gets the same medal, which says we all came joint fourth." As well as a home cry, competitors had to compose a cry about a subject chosen by the host crier, which was the Guide Dogs National Centre in Warwickshire. Bob's cry included, "Woof woof, my name is Brandy and I have a friend called Sandy."
Norwich Market's longest-serving stallholder is bidding a fond farewell after 50 fantastic years. Joe Sylvester opened his first business in the UK's oldest open-air market in the early 1970s, where he sold fresh fruit. But facing stiff competition, shifted his offerings to include pet food and supplies, renaming his stall Joe's Pets. He has since witnessed the face of change firsthand from his cosy corner beneath the tree. "I've seen so much happen in the last 5 decades, Joe said. "I remember when Gentleman's Walk was pedestrianised in the 80s and everybody thought the market would die. And I remember the full refurbishment of all the sheds to stores in 2005. He also hopes whoever takes over Joe's Pets will take the business online, seeing a lot of potential in web sales, but never having had the energy to do it himself.
The closure of roads to pave the way for the construction of a £47 million bypass has begun, but the main work on the scheme remains on hold, pending a government decision. On Monday the 22nd of April, Norfolk County Council started the process of shutting roads to allow the A140 Long Stratton Bypass, a new 2.5-mile single counterway road, to be built. But while signs about diversions and road closures have appeared on roads leading off the A140, council bosses said the bulk of work must wait a bit longer.
Now we have reached the time for our second feature for you. Adam Barker of the Evening News writes about the remarkable story of one of Norfolk's last trading wherries. Here is Ian Robertson again to read his article.